You actually came. Yeah, as you guessed, I was the one who slipped that letter into your bag to come meet. Surprise, I guess. Oh, you knew it was me? Wait, hey, my handwriting isn't that horrible. You never change, do you? Even when you first stepped foot in the archery club, you laughed at the sign I made. But remembering those times really does feel like it was just yesterday, doesn't it? I remember you joining the club because you had nothing else to do. You were undetermined and lazy, always making jokes and making everyone laugh. But when you picked up that bow and fired, your eyes lit up, and I couldn't stop you from firing quiver after quiver. It really felt like you were a different person. You took your archery so seriously, I thought you were going to marry it. And from then on, you would bother me every time, begging me to train you, to watch over you. It was the first time that I ever saw anyone so passionate about archery. I just couldn't say no. And you really have become an amazing archer. So great that you competed in nationals. I was so proud. All I ever heard were complaints about how I wasn't a good teacher, or how I explained things poorly, or how I've never been a good role model. And that the last thing anyone should ever do is look up to me. But you never believed that, and you never cast me aside. You were always looking for me, even going as far as waiting outside my house so we could walk to the club together. Really embarrassed me, you know. Everybody thought you had a crush on me, and I had to hear it every single day from my friends. They kept mentioning your name and making kissing noises, which, to be honest, I really didn't mind. It made me smile. And now looking at you, I can't believe that you're even the same person that you were back then. You're so much more confident now, and you wear it so well. No wonder all the girls are into you now. But never once did you let it interfere with Archery Club. No matter how many people tried to flirt with you, you always kept your eyes on the target. And also on me, but I like that part. Miss teasing you like this. Mister popular with the girls, but always sticks with his senpai. But I'm moving away, so guess our little fights won't happen anymore. And there'll be no more point to sparring. No reason to point bows at each other. No reason to try to shoot. I'll miss that. Constantly competing almost every day. Having the loser be the winner's pet for a week. I still remember when you first won one of our matches. And here I thought you'd be crueler. But all you made me do was give you lots and lots of affection. And as much as I hate to admit it, it was really fun. Stroking your hair, having you rest your head against my lap. Giving you lots and lots of hugs and forehead kisses. I wouldn't have imagined that you ever be so deprived of that. Not with all the girls that are asking you out. Anyway, are are you still bummed about not winning nationals? After all, even I would be kind of pissed if I only lost by 2 points. Hey, it's okay. I get being annoyed, but you still have one more year to win it, right? Please win it for me. It's kind of embarrassing to lose. Especially since I'll be too far away to compete next year. So carry my dream of winning onto nationals, all right? Sorry, I didn't call you out here to ramble on. Actually, there's something I wanted to ask you. But just let me. Sorry, this might seem odd. Do you remember when you were sick and couldn't participate in the club? I rushed over as soon as I could and scolded you for not texting me that you were sick. And I wanted to yell, but even when you're sick, you look so cute. So I took care of you instead, and I made you dinner. And brought medicine, and even slept next to you. Then, when I woke up, I found your arms around me, and I felt really safe. I felt like I wanted time to slow down, even just for a bit. So I could rest in your arms just a little bit longer. And I miss that feeling of being in your arms. I miss talking to you every day. I miss all the fights. I miss firing a rubber arrowhead at your ass. It's almost like I don't want to move. But it's too late to slow down time now, I guess. I've been too afraid to say this all these years. But I don't want to have any regrets today. And it might be my biggest regret if I don't say it. I love you. I've always loved you. And I think I always will love you. And I hate that I have to move. Because I won't be able to see you every day. Or hug you. Or play with your hair. I won't be able to flirt with you. And I won't be able to sneak a kiss on your cheek. I've made a lot of memories with you. And I'd love it if we made a lot more. So, please, would you consider having me in your life? I still have to move. It's just something I have to do. I feel a lot better about it. I knew there was somebody back here waiting for me. I know it's a lot to ask, but thank you. Thank you so much. You really love me as well? You mean it? Thank you. And you want to move away with me someday? Really? You're sure? Okay. Then I'll wait for you. You stuck an arrow in my heart. So I'm more than willing to wait for however long it takes. So, how does it feel to have your senpai confess to you? Love you. Let's make some more memories together. That felt really good. One more. And more. Love you. I love you so much.